There's a semblance of calm on the streets of the Ethiopian capital, Addis Ababa. But this is a city fearing the prelude to a storm which is gathering on its doorstep. Draped in the colors of the Ethiopian flag, Ephraim Solomon, popularly known as Ethiopia's flagman, is out preaching patriotism to a nation divided by conflict. In these uncertain times of conflict, Ephraim preaches about unity and an end to the deeply entrenched tribalism in Ethiopia.
I have not had good sleep for the past 3 months. I keep worrying about the conflict. I therefore decided to do my bit and preach about cohesion to my people.
The Ethiopian government insists the capital and its bustling markets are safe. It has also been rallying residents to take up arms as a last-ditch defense against the rebels from Tigray, who say they have every intention to march onto the capital.
Addis Ababa is safe. The government has stepped up security, and I don't think those rebels will have any chance reaching here.
The Tigray conflict had a huge impact on Ethiopia's economy, which until now was one of the fastest growing in Africa. This is Ethiopia's Wall Street, the heart of Addis Ababa's business district. Traders say the conflict in Tigray and the COVID-19 pandemic have had a devastating effect on businesses here.
It's not clear how much the war has cost, but economic analysts predict that Ethiopia's defense expenditure is set to rise to $502 million, up from $460 million last year. Overall economic growth is also set to significantly reduce from 6% last year to just 2% this year, the lowest in more than two decades, according to the International Monetary Fund.
Just 2 years ago, Ethiopian Prime Minister Abiy Ahmed was praised by the international community. He was awarded the Nobel Peace Prize for ending the conflict with neighboring Eritrea. But his time in office has been largely defined by conflict. His government declared a state of emergency as the rebels made significant advances towards Addis Ababa. Many residents of the capital have answered the call to arms and marched to the front lines. Many others, however, feel the government's treatment of Tigrayan citizens, many of whom have been rounded up and detained, has been unacceptable.
I believe our government should stop targeting people just because of their ethnicity. The government must differentiate between the Tigrayans who are fighting it and the vast majority of Tigrayans who are peace-loving citizens of Ethiopia.
Tens of thousands have already fled the conflict, but this is the tip of what could be a bigger crisis. With a population of about 110 million people, a full-scale civil war in Ethiopia could easily become the biggest humanitarian crisis in decades. Mohammed Addo, Al Jazeera, Addis Ababa, Ethiopia.